I'm Andrew Campbell with a fresh perspective. A couple of years ago was a talk on smartphones to a group of farmers. First question, how many have a smartphone? Out of 100, maybe 3. Fair enough, it was early. Second question, how many people have normal, regular, everyday cell phones? The majority. We told the group that day that it would not be long before you'd either get a smartphone because of what it could do for you, or because the normal, regular, everyday cell phone would become obsolete. Here we are with more and more farmers getting smartphones, and before long, we're all going to have one. Unfortunately, the agriculture groups and businesses are falling behind. You can't blame them. It's tough to know what type of app to build and for what device. Development's far from cheap. Plus, the technology is moving so fast, it's easy to fall behind. Well, today it is time to end the excuses and for groups to get on board so that farmers can actually do something with their phones. I know, there are apps that work to calculate yield estimates and seed populations. I'll use it once a year. There are apps that convert units for when you mix a tank of herbicide, or ones that tell you average crop prices for the area. All great, but we need more. Why can't I see a heifer in heat, open my phone, and get data on who she is, who she belongs to, and who the top recommendations are for sires? Then, order the call. That's something I do every day. Why can't I look at the grain price, then see my marketing plan that includes what I've sold, what I've got left to sold, all based on that previous yield estimate? That's something I do every day. Why do I have to go to the desktop in the office to add which calf's been vaccinated, which heifer needs to be pregnancy checked, and what cow's giving me the most milk or most fat? That is something I do every day. I get it. Every company's busy, every organization has challenges. But it is time for ag to stop resisting and start leading the way in mobile technology. Farmers are tired of new rules and regulations that we're forced to make notes on and not even given the pad and the paper to help us comply. Give us real solutions yesterday.